It's Peter Denton with the Max News Beat. Police are seeking information from the public following what became an out-of-control grass fire in bushland in the Kundangra Ridge area of Taree last night. Luckily, no property was threatened and no one was injured, and police allege there were a number of ignition points off Bushland Drive. According to the NRMA, North Coast councils, including Port Macquarie Hastings, need $500 million to improve local roads. The motoring body has revealed Port Macquarie Hastings has a road infrastructure backlog worth $91 million. Line MP Dr. David Gillespie will today host a visit to the electorate by Darren Chester, the Federal Minister for Infrastructure and Transport.
I'm showing him the latest stage of the Buckets Way upgrade down at Bobo Creek. There's been $16 million onto the Buckets Way, an important artery of commerce between the Gloucester and Manning Valleys. Bridges to Shome, Dyers Crossing and Moto. Huge slice of federal infrastructure money into the Manning.
Myer Lakes MP Steve Bromhead has welcomed state funding to help manage coastal hazards, and state funding worth $50,000 has been allocated to 14 sporting projects in the Myer Lakes electorate. And in sport, the unbeaten run of success for the Wingham Tigers continued Saturday with a Group 3 Round 6 win over Taree City. The Tigers beat the Bulls 34 points to 26 and now play Wauchope for Round 7. That's the Max News Beat for now.